Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
SansPants Radio, Australia's most cowardly podcast network.
This is News Fighters,
where we fight the news
so you don't have to.
With Dylan Behan.
Yes, hello everyone. Welcome to News Fighters for today. It's Friday, July the 16th, 2021. News Fighters is a Australian news comedy podcast hosted by me, news comedy editor Dylan Bain. How's everyone doing out there? Well, I'm officially on holidays this week, but given the lockdowns happening all around Australia, I thought it might be good to repeat an episode I released back in April that's suddenly become topical again, because we're all in lockdowns and a lot of people are saying it's due to the botched vaccine rollout. In fact, this week, Bill Shorten referred to it like this.
So let me just say for the record, as a politician, the vaccine rollout in Australia is a shit show, Patricia. It is just a mess. And Scotty from marketing has got to take some of the responsibility for it.
You've just sworn on national television.
Well, I just think I've said what about 25 million old people, 16 okay. million adults think.
Yeah, Bill, what are you doing swearing on national TV? If you're going to swear, at least drop a C-bomb, please. This is Australia. Anyways, yes, so I thought I'd revisit an episode I released from April where I recapped the botched vaccine rollout. Turn your mind back to April. This was when there was the late night press conference that changed the health advice. The recommendation on AstraZeneca, it could only be for over 50s at the time, and it threw the vaccine rollout into disarray. And the purpose of the episode I released at the time was to basically say, well, it's been in disarray for a while. And it's timely because it's still in disarray. And of course, it hasn't helped since then. The AstraZeneca health advice has flip-flopped all around, and in the face of the current outbreaks, anyone over 18 can get it if they talk to their GP, which I talked about on an episode a couple of weeks ago. So anyways, when we come back, our April episode on the botched vaccine rollout with some new clips put in there. It's a redux repeat here on News Fighters. Stick around.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, now on to the biggest Australian news story of the week, our bad job at jabs.
Well, there was good news and there was bad news on the vaccine front today.
Ooh, can I guess? Is the good news that everyone who gets a vaccine gets a free Tim Tam Slam? Because that'd be awesome. Oh, no, wait, I think there's only bad news.
Health officials have now accepted there is a risk. The AstraZeneca vaccine can cause fatal blood clots in people under 50, leaving the already struggling rollout in disarray. But the federal government says it has contracted another 20 million doses of the Pfizer jab, though we will have to wait for it.
Last night, health authorities ruled the AstraZeneca jab, the backbone of the nation's COVID fightback, should not be used on anyone under 50 over blood clot fears.
Fears of deadly blood clots have left the vaccine strategy in tatters, with virus outbreaks, border closures and travel bans likely to be with us for much longer than we thought.
We are being left behind. That's the warning after the Prime Minister threw out the original vaccination timeline, with experts now saying it could be 2 years before we all get a jab.
Okay, so with there being new blood clot fears with the AstraZeneca jab, our vaccine rollout is in massive disarray. And after it's been going so well so far,
Australia has fallen considerably short of reaching its target of 4 million coronavirus vaccinations by today.
With the government website crashing,
Scott Morrison needs to explain why Australians will continue to have access to fewer vaccine options than any other comparable country in the world.
20 million extra doses of Pfizer won't be here before October.
The clinic forced to source the vaccine from a local hospital after the Commonwealth supply didn't turn up last Friday.
Aged care homes are one of the highest priorities for vaccinations. Most aged care residents are yet to get a visit.
Some Sydney clinics have expected delivery by now and haven't received it yet. We absolutely know of one that where it was delivered to the wrong site.
At this Bondi Junction clinic, they've got the demand and the doses. Trouble is, the delivery didn't include the syringes.
Just this morning, it was told next week's delivery of doses has been cancelled with no explanation.
Pfizer shots were accidentally delivered to this North Queensland nursing home.
While a shipment of the Pfizer vaccine for South Australia has been wrongly sent to WA.
Yes, regular listeners of the podcast will notice that montage keeps getting longer every week, and I'm determined to keep adding to it until it takes up an entire episode. Yeah, Australia's lack of vaccines means that the government is starting to sound like Neville Bartos in the movie Chopper.
There's no vaccines.
Here, there's no
vaccines.
All right?
Vaccines.
No, Robbo.
Now, I'm really scratching my head about where all this went wrong. I mean, last year, Scott Morrison proudly declared that Australia was at the front of the queue.
What we've been able to reach today to put Australia in the leading pack when it comes to vaccines being made available to our citizens.
Getting Australia at the front of the pack when it comes to vaccines.
We're right in the lead pack on this.
We have a front row seat.
We are at the front of the queue.
So we're right in the front of the pack here on this.
Yes, like an old man at the Woolies deli counter, we're at the front of the queue, But looks like we forgot to take a number and now we're just shouting out it's our turn while the rest of the world goes ahead of us. And remember last year when Scott Morrison also said that, don't worry, we've diversified our vaccines portfolio in case one falls over.
Scott Morrison says the government's strategy from the start was to build a diverse portfolio of options.
We're certainly not putting all our eggs in one basket here.
We have not put all our eggs in the one basket. We have diversified our strategy.
Yes, but let's go back and have a look at that diverse strategy. Here's how our vaccine orders stacked up in December 2020.
The government's now purchased nearly 54 million doses of Oxford's AstraZeneca vaccine, which can be made locally, and 51 million doses of the Novavax shot produced in Europe, enough to cover the entire population if either is approved. Australia's also secured 10 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine being rolled out right now across the UK.
Novavax? Never heard of it. Funny how the government ordered heaps of the two cheapest vaccines on offer, but only 10 million doses of the expensive Pfizer one. Surely it wasn't because the Australian government are a bunch of cheap bastards, right? The ABC's Norman Swan?
I've now had three sources telling me the same story, one including from the United States, of what happened with Pfizer last June. And if these three separate sources are right, what happened with Pfizer last June is that they wanted to make Australia an example to the world about how to roll out, a bit like Israel or other places. And they said, how much do you want and when do you want it? And on the 10th of July, there was a meeting. And what I'm told happened at that meeting was that there was an inexperienced person there with procurement. And they said, oh, they were pretty rude at the meeting. And they said, well, you're going to have to give us all your IP, which is, you know, an amazing thing to have said. And started nickel and diming on the cost. And essentially the conversation stopped. And then they came back in November, Commonwealth, and only got 10 million doses. You know, they should have ordered 40 million so that we've got enough as a true backup.
Yes, but why order 40 million doses from one of the world's most established top drug companies when you can just order, say, 51 million doses from your mates down the road at the University of Queensland? Sorry, how did that go again?
Australia's homegrown COVID vaccine has been abandoned. Today we learned researchers knew there was a risk it would show false positives for HIV in patients, and it did. The government contract for doses from the University of Queensland lab has been torn up.
Taxpayers spent hundreds of millions of dollars developing the UQ vaccine.
Money well spent. Every single cent.
Geez, that's an odd response. I wonder if he had all his mates over and ordered hundreds of pizzas and they never turned up. I wonder if then Scott Morrison would still be like...
Money well spent. Every single cent.
And then the other smashed egg in the basket was we decided to kick off our vaccine rollout with imported AstraZeneca doses from Europe at the beginning of the year. How did that go again?
The Prime Minister is again appealing to the European Union to release millions of promised COVID-19 vaccines. Scott Morrison maintains Australia is owed more than 3 million doses from overseas manufacturing facilities, and that's what's holding up the nation's rollout.
Australia ordered 3.8 million AstraZeneca doses from Europe last September. That was cut to 1.2 million in January, half a million in February, then just 250,000, a delivery that was blocked by the European Union in March. Only 700,000 doses have arrived, sourced from countries outside Europe.
It's straightforward maths. 3.1 million out of 3.8 million doses did not come to Australia.
Yes, and this, of course, was probably because Europe was having hundreds of deaths a day and needed the vaccines to stop the outbreak there, while we didn't have a single death in the first half of 2020. So while Scott Morrison insisted...
We're certainly not putting all our eggs in one basket here.
Two brands of eggs fell over. He didn't order enough of the expensive good eggs, and the only egg we can make locally causes blood clots. The basket of eggs is looking very empty to me. And then earlier this year, Scott Morrison said we'd all be vaccinated by October.
Our aim is to offer all Australians the opportunity to be vaccinated by October.
And then remember in March when things started looking a bit shaky, he said, oh, whoops, did I say fully vaccinated by October? No, I meant you get your first jab by the end of October.
We have remained on track for the first doses of all of the vaccines by the end of October.
They'll receive their first dose by the end of October.
And then remember last week when the government said, oh, whoops, did I say October? I meant by the end of the year. No, whoops, sorry, I meant no fixed date at all.
The PM says it won't set a new target, but today his trade minister did.
That's the goal that we've set, is to try and have all Australians have a dose by the end of the year.
Before his health minister stepped it back.
There's been no change in our position, as the Prime Minister said.
And our goal is to ensure that every Australian is vaccinated as early as possible.
Yes, as early as possible. The government is being more vague and non-committal than a stroppy teenager. Hey, Dad, I'm just going to a party. When will you be home, son?
As early as possible.
I mean, a 16-year-old kid going out partying can't get away with this kind of behaviour, but somehow it's all right for our government to be super vague and non-committal when it comes to, you know, vaccinating us against a deadly pandemic that's killed millions around the world. And now, just like a stoned contestant on Millionaire Hot Seat, Scott Morrison can't give any answer.
The Prime Minister's no longer able to provide a firm deadline for when all Australians will be offered the vaccine.
When the rest of the country will be vaccinated, now far from certain.
We're not in a position at the moment to reconfirm a timetable.
I mean, geez, I'm just making a dumb comedy podcast in my spare time, but even I try and stick to some kind of a deadline every week, give or take a day. Sorry, this week's episode was late. I mean, and I'm not curing anybody of anything except for their hunger for finely written incisive satire and wacky clips. So how did Scott Morrison announce that they've scrapped all their targets this week?
He scrapped vaccination targets in a social media post.
The Prime Minister making a statement to his social media followers instead of facing questions from journalists.
Yes, Scott Morrison announced it in a Facebook post. You know, social media. You know that thing Scott Morrison recently said is destroying the world and can't be trusted? That one.
I'm deeply troubled by the way that social media is corroding respect and dignity in how we all deal with each other. Don't go to Facebook to find out about the vaccine. Go to official government websites.
Yes, don't trust Facebook, except when I release things on Facebook. Please go to Facebook now. Facebook is awesome. No, no, not the Labour meme pages, though. Please ignore them. And as for what all this means, well, Professor Stephen Duckett of the Grattan Institute told the ABC 7:30 that this could be a worrying sign.
I suspect that means they don't have a plan, because you can't develop a plan with no targets. So they either have a secret plan and secret targets, or no targets at all and no plan at all.
Yes, no plan at all. I mean, geez, even Cousin Larry on the classic 90s sitcom Perfect Strangers always managed to have a plan.
Cousin Larry booked another party for me without telling me.
Larry?
Well, don't worry. I have a plan.
Balky, I have a plan.
I have a plan.
I tried to get that on a Chaser show once and they wouldn't have it, so that one's for me. And if you're wondering, no, I won't tell you how long it took me to find those clips for a very outdated joke no one gets but me and wasn't very funny. Don't be ridiculous. Oh, and hey, fun fact. I checked online and it turns out that everyone on the fictional island of Meepos that Balky comes from is actually going to get vaccinated before all us Australians will. Oh, speaking of which, how is Australia going globally?
Australia is falling further behind. Less than 5% of Australians have had their first jab. Compare that to the United States, which has now reached more than 57%, and the European Union at almost 22%.
Now that puts us at number 91 in the world for the speed of the rollout, just behind Nepal and Jordan.
So I went online and checked the US vaccination criteria, and it turns out the New York Subway pizza rat is going to be eligible for a vaccine well before I am. Yes, the Australian rollout is such a disaster that even Labor leader Anthony Albanese managed to land this vicious takedown of the government.
This government couldn't run a choco vine up a back fence.
Yeah, good one, Albo. You really got him that time. I'm sure everyone in Australia is completely aware of what speed choco plants grow at, you outdated inner West Gen X dad, you. Okay, so what caused these targets to be abandoned? Well, Australia was going to be heavily reliant on the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine, as we can manufacture it locally. But 3 million doses from overseas never turned up to kickstart the rollout. And then last week, this happened.
Regulators say people aged under 50 should avoid taking the AstraZeneca drug because of a small chance it could cause blood clots.
Experts reviewed a possible link between having the AstraZeneca vaccine and a rare type of brain blood clot.
Okay, brain blood clots sound pretty serious, but what are the chances of someone actually getting these?
Relatively tiny compared to the risk of deep vein thrombosis from the contraceptive pill.
The chance of death is put at 1 in 1,000,000. Critics say you're more likely to die scuba diving, under an anaesthetic, riding a motorbike, swimming in a pool, even giving birth.
If you know what to look for and you get to the hospital, the risk of death is so much lower, infinitesimally lower than hopping in a car.
Geez, if I'd have known that, I never would have driven to my scuba dive last weekend. Oh, I must really have a death wish. Oh, and then there's this scary stat.
The blood clots have been seen in about 1 in every 200,000 people, which translates to a 0.0005% chance of you getting one. To put that in perspective, about 1 in every 1,000 Australians, or 0.1%, is at risk of developing a blood clot known as deep vein thrombosis every year, even without the vaccine.
Jesus, this government really needs to hurry up and get us vaccinated before we all get blood clots from sitting around and doing nothing all year. Yes, in fact, the risks are so low that the government believes it's still okay for under 50s to get AstraZeneca, provided we just give consent that we're aware of the risks.
There is no ban or prohibition on the use of the AstraZeneca vaccine across the adult population. There is a recommendation for a preference.
From Monday, eligible people under 50 can choose to get the vaccine after giving updated consent.
Yes, and in response, New South Wales Police Commissioner Mick Fuller has said, hey, I have an idea for a consent app you may be interested in. It was originally for something else, but people didn't like it. In fact, the risks from AstraZeneca are so low that the Prime Minister has said he's happy for those close to him to get it, including his mum.
The AstraZeneca vaccine is a life-saving vaccine, and particularly for vulnerable Australians. That's why I want my mum to get it, and that's why I want your mum to get it, and your dad, and your uncle, and your aunt, or your brother, your sister.
Your butcher, your baker, your drummer. It makes no difference what group you're in. We're all unvaccinated people. I apologise for singing. Yes, Scott Morrison's always been confident in the AstraZeneca jab. I mean, last August he said he'd be happy to get it.
Weren't tempted by the Russian vaccine?
Unable to do that. No, I think we'll go with AstraZeneca.
Really, I think we'll stick with AstraZeneca.
Okay.
So, of course, when it was his turn to get vaccinated in February, he got the Pfizer one.
The first Pfizer jabs were dispensed to a handful of the most vulnerable, those on the front line, and to inspire confidence, Australia's chief nurse and Prime Minister.
The PM saying it's not queue jumping, but confidence building.
What we're demonstrating today is our confidence. I am supremely confident.
Yes, and nothing builds confidence like jumping to the front of the queue for the expensive imported vaccine that most Aussies weren't probably going to get anyway. Good job. Yes, Scott Morrison is the kind of a guy who turns up at your dinner party with a $3 bottle of Aldi wine and then drinks your imported French champagne all night, you know, to build confidence in the $3 bottle of Aldi wine. But finally, in some good news, this week the federal government has decided that something has to change.
The Prime Minister says he wants to meet with premiers twice a week for the foreseeable future. And now we have some idea what they'll be talking about, with Scott Morrison flagging a new way to deliver vaccines.
Ah, yes, a new way. Well, I hope it's something completely new, like something nobody's ever thought of before. Like maybe if they can figure out a way to deliver COVID vaccines via, say, the TV airwaves, that way we'll manage to have the entire nation vaccinated before the first commercial break on Married at First Sight. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese managed to viciously nail Scott Morrison for wanting more meetings to sort out this debacle.
And as Scott Morrison, we'll meet them on the beaches, we'll meet them on the phone hookups. That's his idea of war footing.
Yeah, nailed it, Albo. You're on fire this week. Never stop. No, but seriously, though, when they say they have a new way to deliver vaccines, you'll never believe what they thought of.
After repeatedly steering clear of talk of mass vaccination centres, the Prime Minister today said they'll be on the table on Monday.
The Prime Minister has indicated that millions of people should now expect to get their COVID jab at mass vaccination centres instead of GPs or pharmacies.
Yes, mass vaccination centres. You know, like the whole rest of the world is doing to immunise everyone very quickly. Ah, where did they think of that one? Look, at the end of the day, let's just stand back and have some perspective. Thankfully, we have the pandemic pretty much under control here. Australia just had our first COVID death in almost 6 months, which, although was sad, still shows we're achieving amazing things here compared to the rest of the world. And even though we're about to head into winter, the chances of more outbreaks, border closures, and lockdowns is non-existent. Because, you know, at least we have all our frontline hotel quarantine staff and medical workers immunised. Right, South Australia?
15% of our state's medi-hotel workforce have not received their jab, nearly 2 months after the vaccine rollout began.
15% of medi-hotel workers either haven't had the jab or are refusing to get it. SA Health says it isn't mandatory.
It's a matter of having those discussions with people who may be a little bit concerned about the vaccine and explaining this is a very safe vaccine.
Ah, what the hell, South Australia? You're putting the entire nation at risk of more outbreaks by letting unvaccinated workers literally be at the front line of our defences. Oh, anyways, that's all the time I've got for this week. If you'll excuse me, I have an interstate holiday booked for this afternoon, and I also have to go and buy about 200 rolls of toilet paper, because if this pandemic has taught me one thing, it's that COVID-19 moves faster than a
choco vine up a back fence.
All right, that's Newsfighters for today. Once again, that episode was originally aired in April, so apologies for any out-of-date things there, but thought it was worth revisiting given all the winter lockdowns that are happening. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Twitter and Instagram. Sign up for our free newsletter at newsfighters.com, where you can find out when new episodes are released. And also, buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/newsfighters, or for bonus episodes, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. And we're on Patreon for bonus episodes at patreon.com/newsfighters. And hope everyone's having a good week. I'll be back with new episodes very soon. Wash your hands, stay home, and bye for now.
This is Newsfighters, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
So we're right in the front of the pack here on this.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.